Verse 5 says, let your conversation be without what? Covetousness. In other words, let your conversation be without, let your lifestyle, let the kind of life you live be without covetousness. Right? And be content with such things that you have. For he has said, who said? He has said, God has said. If God, now listen what God has said. He has said, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. All right, you got it up there? Go ahead and read it for Matt. That's still King James, isn't it? You still working on it? Okay. I want 4 and 5. Get her a mic, somebody, please. Amplify. Got it? Okay, still she need a mic. Go ahead and read verses 4 and 5.
You ready?
Ready.
Let marriage be held in honor, esteemed worthy, precious, of great price, and especially dear in all things.
All right.
And thus.
All right. Notice what it said. Let marriage be held in honor. When you enter into a marital relationship, you hold that as a high honor because God said it. He set it in place. All right, go ahead.
And thus let the marriage bed be undefiled, that is kept in undishonored. For God will judge and punish the unchaste, all guilty of sexual vice and adulterers.
All right. Go ahead.
Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possession, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on you. Assuredly not.
All right. Now notice what he said. He said, that money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for what? Earthly possession. And I looked that word up, and it means you'll do anything to get money. You'll do anything to get money. When you are craving for earthly possession, and he said, but be what? Be satisfied with your present. Listen to what he said. Be what? Satisfied with your present circumstances. Why? And with what you have. Why? For God himself have said. Who said it? God himself have said. That's why you can be satisfied in your present circumstance. Now God himself has said, what did he say? God himself, I will not in any way fail you. Now, why in the world would I be upset, intimidated, threatened, and pulling at my hair? He said, just relax, chill out, because I'm telling you, I will no way take my eyes off you. I'm telling you, God has said, child, if God got his eyes on you, if God is looking after you, who in the world else you want to look after you? What better source? What better father? What better, if he's a person, what better person would you want looking after you? God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Now, did y'all hear what he said? I will never give you up and leave you without support. Now you see what the enemy is trying to do. Make you doubt God. Leave you without support. And he said it three times. I will not in any degree leave you helpless. You know what? People have walked off and left people they say they love, loved one. They walked off and left. Father had walked away from the family, wife and children, left them. Didn't care where they survived or what. But God said, I will never do that to you. Never. Wives have cut out on their husband and family just to pursue her perverse lifestyle. But God said, I won't do it. Hello? He said, I'll never do that to you. Now notice what he said. He said, leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor forsake, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you, assuredly not. Now notice. Now notice what he said. He said what? Verse four and beginning. Marriage is honorable in all.